Glaciologists care a lot about Greenland because it holds more ice than anywhere on Earth other than Antarctica. There's enough ice there to raise global sea levels by 20 feet. Eric Regnault at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory says it's been a challenge figuring out what that ice is doing in a warming world. On one side, you would expect the ice to melt faster and the glaciers to flow faster because of the warmer air temperatures. On the other side, you would expect more precipitation of snow in the interior, and the two processes work against each other, and it was not clear which process might win. Surveys by airplane have showed that Greenland overall is losing elevation, so ice is melting faster than new snow is accumulating. Regnault has now improved on the early measurements using satellite-based radars to gauge how fast huge rivers of ice, glaciers, are flowing toward the sea.
A lot of the glaciers in Greenland have been accelerating in recent years, and this is not an isolated event. We found some rather strong evidence of widespread acceleration of glaciers.
Regnault says he wasn't surprised to see some of these glaciers picking up speed. After all, Greenland is warming rapidly at the moment.
But I did not quite expect to see such abrupt changes and such a large acceleration.
The new results show that Greenland is now losing ice twice as fast as it did in the previous decade. Overall, the island is currently dumping enough water into the Atlantic Ocean to raise sea levels around the world by a quarter of an inch per decade. That doesn't sound too dramatic, but Regnault says he's concerned that the pace is quickening.
Current models predict that it would take of the order of 1,000 years to really remove a large amount of ice from Greenland, and I think from what we're seeing,